Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show. And today I want to talk to you about something, and you may have actually seen it in Yahoo and USA Today. So at least that's where I saw it. And I thought it was worth mentioning in today's episode. And what I'm talking about is the correlation between how rents are actually developing across the country versus how house prices develop across the country. And so the first thing I want to say is, you know, you might remember about a year ago in the beginning, early stages of 2023, everybody was like, we're going to have a recession and the market is bad and interest rates are high and stuff like that. And so the associated assumption was that prices for houses would go down, but they didn't. Actually, I think the data that they ultimately came up with for 2023 is that house prices on average grow by something like 3 or 4% in 2023. So when everybody, the so-called experts, thought that prices should come down, they didn't. And part of the reason is that very few houses are even available for sale. And why is that? Because people have low interest mortgages on their houses. And when they look and say, okay, well, I'm living in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house at 1500 square feet. And I would really like, because our family is growing, move into like a 2000 square foot house. But it's not that it's maybe a few hundred dollars more per month, 60, 70, even 100%. Some people said they, their mortgage payment would double. Right. Like, so who's going to do that? Then you just cram together a little bit for a while and hope that at some point interest rates come down and you can actually afford it, because most people didn't get any pay increases of 50, 60, 100%. Right. You got maybe 5%, or if you're lucky, 10%, but nothing compared to how much the monthly payment for the mortgage would be. So because of that, people obviously say, well, you know, if it costs me so much more to have a little bit more space, I just stay where I am. And they don't put their house for sale. And by the way, if they were to look for houses, they won't find a whole lot of houses to buy, that 2,000 square foot house, because the people that live in there think the same way and say, well, I'm not going to sell my house, because if I want to get a bigger one or a smaller one or in a different location, it costs them huge amounts of money per month more as well. Right. So for regular people that own houses and have mortgages that they got anywhere between 2018 and 2022, they're really having a hard time and any kind of like good reason to let go. So the inventory is very low. And when there's low inventory, it becomes a supply and demand question. And that's partially why the prices went up. But the thing that I wanted to actually make you aware of, and that the media is sometimes distorting, is that they kind of like you to believe that when the prices for the houses that you can buy are going up, then the rents would go down. The argument being, if more and more people own houses, they don't need to rent anymore. Or vice versa, where they say, okay, well, if the rents go up, then that is basically because the prices for houses go down. And if you look at the actual research, and there's been a couple of really good articles lately, that is actually not true. They're much, much more correlated in parallel. So as housing prices for sale have kept going up for 2020, 21, 22, 23, rents have gone up too. And if you look at the details of the government inflation information, however manipulated and incomplete and massaged it might be, but what is true is that they're gathering data across all kinds of different aspects of the economy. And shelter, meaning like what does housing cost, is a pretty substantial component, something like 30%. And both rents and prices for houses have continued to go up, which is also why inflation is still up. And there are some people who say, well, it's probably going to stay up, might even go up further. But what I want you to get out of today's episode is to realize, don't believe when people say when house prices go up, rents need to go down, or when house prices go down, then rents need to go up. It's not true. House prices and rents go up in parallel. And if house prices go down, rents also typically go down in parallel. Now, the percentage or the amount they go up and down is obviously not the same. But to think that they go in opposite directions is just not true. And I will probably show in some articles or newsletter or anything like that how those statistics actually look like. So you also have the sources. So that is something obviously important if you build a passive income portfolio, because you want to know if everybody is talking about like people lining up on streets to get a chance to bid on a house, what does that do for rents? And I can tell you, while they won't, you know, line up to rent your place probably, but rents are going to go up and continue to go up as long as the prices for houses keep going up. So that's good to know, because we shouldn't be afraid just because the economy might be recovering and house prices might be going up again, especially when interest rates come down, that somehow we wouldn't find people that want to pay the rent for us anymore. The opposite will be true. So I hope that was valuable. So if you like this kind of content and you like to talk about it, you want to see how you can build an income portfolio, then go to idealinvestorshow.com and please book a call and let's see how we can maybe work together and I can help you. So be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.